We are going to begin by talking about a cool event, because we need cool things on the air today. Upcoming at Silver Spot Theaters for the second year, it's FilmFest 919. FilmFest919.com, the website. This is going to run from October 9th through the 13th, so beginning next week Wednesday and running all the way through next weekend on Sunday at Silver Spot Cinemas. A lot of great movies are going to be screened at the theaters, including a bunch of movies you won't get to see in Chapel Hill otherwise, and quite a few that are expected to be up for Oscars later on this fall and into next year. Joined today by Randy Emmerman, who is one of the co-organizers of FilmFest 919. Randy, thanks for being with us. How are you?
It's hot out, but I'm doing great.
Awesome. So how is the preparation in the run-up? Like, the schedule is fixed. Tickets are on sale today, so people can go to the website and buy tickets. So a lot has already been done, but what's it like in the week getting up to it?
Well, of course, you know, we always want to say everything's perfect, but, you know, on the outside, everything looks perfect.
Right.
You know, you can also go directly to silverspot.com, .net to get your tickets, or even go to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always some little technical glitches the first day, but we're getting through that.
Awesome. So tell us about so before we even talk about the schedule of events this year, give us the history of FilmFest 919, because the first one was last year, but this has been an idea in the making for several years.
Right. It was... actually, back in around 2012, Carol, the co-founder with me, we had the idea to do a film festival. We were in Palm Beach. We did the Palm Beach International Film Festival for 20 years. And we had the idea that, you know, that was in the spring. We really wanted to do something in the fall period when you get these, like you mentioned, these meaty films that go on to the awards cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we did research and we looked for that right market. And we came up with Chapel Hill. And honestly, I had never even been to North Carolina, really. But everything about it was exactly what we were looking at. You know, educated, smart, the arts. The only problem was there wasn't the kind of movie theater that we can use. Because when you bring in these kind of, it's an upscale, you know, upscale environment we want to create.
Right, right. And you need a lot of theaters at once.
And we're also bringing in people. You know, we're bringing in a lot of journalists from around the country and talent, meaning the filmmakers. And we also wanted to focus on filmmakers for this group.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, jump ahead a few years and Silver Spot came into all of our lives,
right,
including mine personally. And at the minute Silver Spot opened, we jumped into action. You know, we had a plan. We were going to curate a festival from Cannes, Venice, Toronto, and Telluride to really bring that kind of product that you've already talked about.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Awesome.
It happened the first year, and I never thought I could say I'd see a program that I thought could beat last year's, and I think we've done it.
Awesome, because last year was Roma, obviously. Mm-hmm. Everyone was excited about that, the movie that should have won Best Picture. The movie that did win Best Picture, Green Book, was also screened. I still remember, like, last year we were having this conversation, and it was all like, Roma, 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 and also Green Book, and then Green Book ends up winning. Go
and
figure.
The Favorite.
And The Favorite. Oh, I actually just watched The Favorite.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. That was that's another one of one of my top movies of recent years. Yeah, Shoplifters, which is about to be irrelevant because Parasite is on the docket
Parasite
this year, right?
Yep.
So more on that in just a second. So it was a great festival last year. What is it about this year that tops it?
The movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the movies and being able to spend this year leading up to it in the community more than I was ever able to. Because, you know, I traveled so much and doing some other projects, but really being able to get into this community and meet more people, show the word is out there, and people are excited about it. I mean, people are excited, and I'm so excited about people watching these films.
Have you seen, how many of them have you actually seen?
Probably about 90%.
Nice. Okay,
yeah.
So
oh.
What are the highlights?
Well, I can tell you that five of our films are international submissions to the Oscars, from Mexico, South Korea, like you said, Parasite.
Parasite, right. And it's the same filmmaker who made Shoplifters last year, so that's the connection there.
Mexico's The Chambermaid, Sweden, and Then We Dance, Russia, Beanpole, and then Spain is Pain and Glory, which a lot of talk that Antonio Banderas, you know, this could be his Best Actor nod.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, I mean, Two Popes. We actually, Two Popes is lovely.
Yeah.
We actually have Anthony McCarten, who wrote Two Popes, is going to be here because we really want to focus on screenwriters. Mm-hmm. You know, they're interesting. They have a lot to say. They're stories. And Anthony wrote Bohemian Rhapsody. He wrote The Theory of Everything. And he also did The Darkest Hour.
Oh, nice. So, okay.
And it's just, it's witty. It's fun. It's interesting. You know, we're opening up with Noah Baumbach's, you know, Marriage Story, which mm-hmm. was the runner-up to Jojo Rabbit at the Toronto Film Festival just recently.
Right.
And I don't know, remember if last year, if you remember, Green Book had won the audience favorite at the Toronto Film Festival. And we're closing with Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
That'll be good.
Okay, so people might not know what Jojo Rabbit is.
Uh-huh.
So just as much as you can say about it without spoiling too much, because
right. Well, it's
actually
a wild from a novel.
Story.
And it's actually from a novel, and it's what this kid is experiencing in his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... kind of says it all.
Okay.
It's kind of wacky.
It's a little wacky.
I mean, you know, look who the director is, you know.
Yeah, this is the same guy who made Thor Ragnarok, right?
Right, right. So, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And then there's a good amount of films that are great about social justice.
Mm-hmm.
The Report, Clemency, mm-hmm. Just Mercy. I mean, their stories, when you watch them, you're going to want to have a conversation afterwards. And, Portrait of a Lady on Fire is mm-hmm. gorgeous to watch. It's just stunning. And actually, the person who is distributing that, and also Parasite, is a graduate of UNC Chapel Hill.
Awesome.
Neon Films. So
sounds
there's a
good.
Little, you know, connection there. And there's another film. It's called Shepherd, Story of a Jewish Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn Roth, who directed it and wrote it, is going to be here. And when you watch a film like that and you're going to learn about something that happened, you know, when the Nazis first started taking things away from the Jews, and things I didn't even know, but mm-hmm. how we learn through film.
Awesome. Speaking with Randy Emmerman, filmfest919.com is the website for more information, and you can go there as well as silverspot.net or Silver Spot Cinemas here at University Place. As of today, you can start getting tickets for individual shows. This conversation, by the way, sponsored by Filmfest 919. And tell us about opening night. It's going to be next week Wednesday, October 9th. Marriage Story is going to be what's opening the festival.
Correct.
And then it goes from there.
Afterwards, there is, when you have a ticket to the movie,
mm-hmm.
there's a party at City Kitchen, and we have the wonderful group Liquid Pleasure performing, and very cool, the evening's going to be hosted by Sally Brown, of course, the wife of Mac Brown, the Tar Heels coach,
awesome.
Tar Heels football coach.
What other events are going to be going on?
Well, we have a seminar series mm-hmm. on Saturday morning about screenwriting, but really focusing on adaptations, you know, from book to screen or magazine story to screen. And then on Sunday morning, we have something called Meet the Artist, Joe Lettieri. Joe is a special effect artist. He's flying here from New Zealand to do this for us.
Nice.
And he's worked on everything from Avatar to... The Lord of the Rings series.
I was going to say, if he was a special effects guy in New Zealand, there's one movie he has to have worked on.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, Hobbits.
Nice.
Endgame, Avengers Endgame, and most recently, Gemini Man, which opens the weekend during a festival. And when they create these characters, they actually create how to create these characters with each film. And it's fascinating to hear. I mean, if you love movies, you know, this is... you know, a whole different side of movie making in today's world and where the future's going. And he'll talk about, for example, and I'll use Gemini Man since it's opening that weekend, they created the younger Will Smith character and how they had to design programs to even make his skin. It's just fascinating, and he's a lovely gentleman.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Randy Emmerman, anything else about the festival that we haven't covered that people want to know?
It's a great way to meet people, enjoy films, see something different, And it's not just like you're going in the films and leaving. You're going to hang around, and you're going to talk to people, and you're going to meet people, and you're going to discuss, and then you're going to go to your next film. And something like Rocket Man. We're doing an encore of Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman who actually discovered Elton John will be here to talk about it.
Awesome.
So even if you've already seen it, now you can get the real story.
Sounds
what
good.
What was real? What wasn't?
Again, filmfest919.com is the website. Go there for the full schedule of events, the full list of movies that are going to be screened, when they're going to be screened. You can also go to silverspot.net for tickets and more information, or just head to Silver Spot Cinemas right here in University Place. And again, it's going to begin next week, Wednesday, October 9th, runs all the way through Sunday the 13th at Silver Spot Cinemas. It's Filmfest 919. Don't miss it. Randy Emmerman, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.